last year we could have water at the nurse's station because if it was covered, it was totally fine. But this year, now it cannot be there again. It has to be in the break room. And you're like, how do I function working 12 hours with not being able to have water because I don't have realistically the time to go down to the break room to get a drink of water. So you end up not drinking. Hi friends, you're listening to the Nightingale Podcast, a podcast for nurses, future nurses, and well, anyone interested in the nursing profession. I'm your host, Dr. Dakota Felkowski, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, and mom. Here at the Nightingale Podcast, our goal is to get you inspired, educated, and explore some pockets of the healthcare field that you may have not known even existed. Whether you're in a position that you already love, looking for the next big thing, or just getting started in the nursing profession, we are here to meet you in whichever season you're in and help to propel you forward. So without further ado, let's dive into this week's episode. I want you to picture this scenario. So if you are sitting down and you're not driving and you're not running on a treadmill or doing something where you're going to get hurt, close your eyes with me and picture this situation. You walk onto your unit and you are strolling past the nurse's station. And when you get there, you see that the computers that are no longer having someone sitting in front of them, they're locked, they're on the password screen, all of the clutter is off the tables, there's no coffee sitting there. You're wondering, did anyone really come to work today? And then you proceed forward to the break room or the locker room, wherever you go to put your lunch, and you see an array of coffee cups and waters, and maybe you see a few nurses hanging out in there. I want you to open your eyes. This is the setting. What do you think's going on? If you said that maybe Joint Commission is there or coming, then you are 100% right. I think all of us know this situation so well. You're like, get into work, and you're like, they're doing inspections, or you've gotten the emails, and you're just prepared. Because, right, this isn't real life. I'm sorry to tell any of the surveyors, but this is not real life. And they have to know it because I know that they have worked in healthcare too. And so, you know, this, every single hospital I've worked at, this is how it goes down. We're up for our annual, you know, inspection, or we're up for renewal from Joint Commission, and life is just different. We've gotten a bunch of emails about all the things that need to change. We are being cracked down on. Maybe last year you made it through not having to work on one of these days, and you're like, man, it is my turn now, unfortunately. So been there. And these times are like gut-wrenching. I think that the like anxiety levels in the hospital, in the clinics, in whatever setting you're at, like have risen during this time to like exponential potentials because people are just like not used to it. It just throws off your whole routine. And not that we're doing anything wrong, but we're just like living, like it's like when you say you're going to clean your room and you organize it and you get it nice and perfect, and then slowly you just stop throwing your socks in the hamper and you stop making your bed and you kind of get back to your old ways. Like that is what happens in the hospitals, and we all know it. Like it's just life. And it is so frustrating, right? I think everyone is like just mad. And the episode is not to just bring up all those feelings for you and just make you like hate the idea of going to work during these times. But this episode is to tell you that we need to suck it up. No, I just want to bring some positivity and some just perspective on this situation, because I get it. It is very frustrating when, you know, last year we could have water at the nurse's station because if it was covered, it was totally fine. But this year, now it cannot be there again. It has to be in the break room. And you're like, how do I function working 12 hours with not being able to have water, because I don't have realistically the time to go down to the break room to get a drink of water. So you end up not drinking, which, you know, is very frustrating. And none of us are functioning well without our coffees. And so this is just reality. And, you know, I get it. It's very, very frustrating. But what can we do about it? So I want you to really think about it, because I think we have two options in this scenario. So we can either bitch about it and just really complain and just not be happy. We can be frustrated. We can rebel and just be like, I don't even care. I'm drinking my water. But we also have another option. And that other option is really to just not just suck it up, but it is really just to acknowledge that this one is likely temporary, and to, it serves a purpose. And so, you know, I think it's hard because we are just like in healthcare as the healthcare providers and, you know, the people that are doing that one-on-one patient care and the ones that are like in the day-to-day trenches. It's frustrating because we're like, we are just trying to provide care for people. And that's why we went into this. And I think when these people come, you know, it just feels very businessy. And that's what it is. And unfortunately, healthcare is a business. In order for us to function, we have to be paid by organizations. And, you know, we have to be able to make an income and revenue and to sustain the ability to provide these services. And so, you know, I know it's maddening, but healthcare is a business, and we need to like step aside from our like narrow perspective of just healthcare being, you know, the process and, you know, the ability to provide that patient care, but also like There has to be systems, and there has to be a process that supports that. And so that's what's happening. Like, if you do not get the money to fund these patients to continue to come, then you're going to lose jobs and you're not going to be able to provide that care, or you're going to, you know, your hospital is going to shut down, or they're not going to be able to accept certain patient populations. And so that is not good. And so we need this balance of like the business side and the providing of that care side. And so I want us to kind of shift perspectives on this topic and just really decide where do you want to fall on this, you know, on this line. Do you want to be in that frustration? And usually it's not just like a day. You know, it's these mock interviews, it's these situations leading up to, it's these changes, it's administration coming through and checking. It's a process, and it's going to last a little while, and that's not good for anybody for you to be in a state of frustration for that long. So, you know, either you're on that side where you're coming to work mad and frustrated, or you can be on the other side where you accept it and move forward and just realize that like this has a purpose too. This serves a purpose. And, you know, if you're the person that can just accept that and move forward and, you know, make the changes that they're requesting, then I think that is perfect. Then try to make conscious effort to do that and to just not fight it. And, you know, I think too, we feed off of each other. So remembering that, like, when you are complaining about the changes or what is happening, that like sets the tone for the rest of the unit to feed off of you. Like for me, especially being in more of, I would say, like, as a nurse practitioner, I'm in a leadership role. Like, I have a team that, like, feeds off of my energy and relies on me. And you don't even have to be in that type of provider role. Like, you always have a team that is feeding off your energy. So if I'm complaining about some of these changes rather than just, like, accepting them and being positive about them, then that's going to trickle down to other people too. And so we're in this point in our hospital right now where we're going through this. And so, you know, at first it was like frustrating, and now I'm like, it's okay. And I need to be that light and that positive energy during this time.
This episode is sponsored by Primally Pure. I have never been more loyal to a brand until I came across Primally Pure. Primally Pure is natural skincare that prides itself on the cleanest and fewest ingredients. I have been using their products for the last few years and have never gotten so many compliments on my skin. I actually have never gotten any compliments on my skin until I started using their skincare. It's that good. I've always had acne-prone skin, and when I had my son, I noticed my skin was changing. They have a full line of products for every skin type, and so this made it so convenient to transition to the best product for me in this state of my skin. Each night, I actually look forward to washing my face because their cleansing oil leaves my skin feeling silky smooth. I am so excited to be able to offer my listeners 10% off your first order from Primally Pure. All you have to do is head on over to primallypure.com and use code DAKOTA, D-A-K-O-T-A, at checkout for 10% off everything in your cart. You can also find a link in our show notes that will take you directly to their website. I can't wait for you to try these products. I am so confident you'll love them as much as I do.
If you are the person that you're like, no, Dakota, like, this doesn't make sense. Again, with the water, like, they said we could have it last year, now we can't. Or, you know, they had no problem. This has been like this, and they've never said anything about it in the past, and now they're mad about it. Then I think you need to take it one step further and think about, how can you become at peace with it? So maybe you're doing research on your own. And so maybe you're finding out, well, what is the statistics on contaminations, or why is this being implemented? So you do your own research. We're very strongly reliant on research in our profession. And so I think that is partly what frustrates people. So doing that research on your own, maybe you need to be a part of this process. So maybe you need to join the committee that prepares the hospital. Maybe you need to consult with leadership and find out how you can get involved, because that way you are understanding more of the process and you're able to be comfortable moving forward with these changes. And maybe you won't ever be comfortable. Unfortunately, sometimes things just don't make sense. We've learned that in the pandemic, that, like, one thing, you know, what was outlined last week is probably totally different this week, and the recommendations change, and we just kind of have to go with the flow. And, you know, even to further that, maybe you need to get involved at the state level. Maybe you need to be involved in policy change and advocacy for this profession. And so it's not going to do anything good for us as a profession, as a individual, or for our, you know, our patients, if we just sit back and complain about it. So how are you going to get involved? Because there are ways, and I guarantee that they don't have just endless people knocking on their doors asking if they can be on the mock interview team or the mock commission team. So, you know, if you're that person that can't just settle with this, then finding ways to get involved. So that's my little bit of encouragement. This, you know, not only goes for just those annual or these, like, recurrent, you know, being Joint Commission coming, or these different agencies being accrediting us, but this also goes for those changes that have come with the pandemic and with every new virus or every new disease or every new thing that comes forward, we're going to have changes. And so how can you sit and settle with it and make progress forward instead of just getting in this cycle of frustration? So I hope this was beneficial for you. It's just something that I was thinking about as I was sitting in my office the other day, looking at all of our staff's coffee cups on our desks in the provider office. But it's funny, and I laugh about it and I joke about it, but I think this is a serious issue of just stress. And again, it's temporary, yes, but it is recurrent. It's always going to be something that we deal with in healthcare, and it's not going away. So let's make conscious efforts and choose to make change and positive, you know, be positive influences on our peers. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Nightingale Podcast. If you have thoroughly enjoyed this week's episode of the podcast, please share it with a friend who would also enjoy it. This is the only way to spread the word about the Nightingale Podcast to as many nurses or future nurses as possible. Make sure that you are subscribed if you have enjoyed this week's episode so you get weekly notifications when the new episode comes out. Follow along on the Nightingale Podcast on Instagram at the Nightingale Podcast. And if you do feel so inclined, I would so appreciate you leaving a rating or a review on whatever platform you are listening to this on. Thanks so much, guys.